その。
The shiur today was titled Kaddish. As many halachas again, Kaddish. Not only that, but we say Kaddish so many times a day. We hear Kaddish in Shacharis Mincha Maariv. Round and round, Kaddish is so part of our tefillah, part of our life. I thought that's why it's a good idea to speak about it. Even though there are mitzvahs like Shema, which is Daraisa, twice a day, Kaddish is not Daraisa, but it's constant round and round, we hear Kaddish in and out. We know the more you hear something, the more it becomes cheap in our eyes, the things that we do less often are things more choshev. I remember when I was in yeshiva, and Bocha told me to wake him up for Parsha Zocha. It was Parsha Zocha that week. He said, make sure I'm awake to hear Parsha Zocha. I told him more about Krishna. Krishna's Daraisa. Parsha Zocha is a sofik Daraisa Drabonim, Chalik Shushenim. So yeah, don't worry about Krishna. Wake me for Parsha Zocha. The things that come less often, but more makbidon, things that come less often, things that come less often, we are. More makedon things are more often, but less makedon. Parzoch is a big machloikus. Parzoch is even a bigger machloikus. Parzoch is more of a tzad, drabono. Parzoch is the Rambam. Toysos, many big machinim hold to drabono. That's why if someone's mechavan, to be oisa, mitzvah daraisa, for Parzoch could be his oiva, isa daraisa, or baal toysos. Same by Sferis Oim as well. Someone who's mechavan, Sferis Oim is daraisa, he says, can't miss that say in the Shem Yichud, and his mechavan is a mitzvah daraisa, could be the oiva is a daraisa about Toysef. Same with Parsha Zocha, any mitzvah, it's not a vadi daraisa. According to the Rishonim, it's drabonon, it's the is daraisa about Toysef, to mechavan is a mitzvah daraisa. So, you're always in mechavan, it's a mitzvah, but it's daraisa drabonon, it's machlekes, we don't know. But either I'm in mechavan the mitzvah, mechavan for daraisa, you shouldn't do unless it's vadi daraisa, what's all this? Right, so that's just a smachta, it's not really a smachta, it's more than that, it's because it used to be Daraisa, nowadays they're in Drabono. So it's a, nowadays Drabono goes back on the Daraisa, we mentioned the Pasuk. But the Ikas Reis Oime, Parshas is Drabono, according to most Rishonim, Parshas Zohar, according to most Rishonim, is Daraisa. But seeing as there are days, Choshev days, and the Rishonim is Drabono, Shmichavim, Mikhaim, the Mitzvah. That's the whole thing, more often, we are less makbon. Kaddish comes the whole time, therefore, I thought it would be Kedai to have a Chizuk in Kaddish. Many halachos again Kaddish, saying Kaddish, answering Kaddish, the meaning of the Kaddish, how to say it, how to answer it. Many halachos, we'll see how much we can get to today in the time we've got. First thing is, we know the Shekhinah, the Mishmur rather says in Simnon Hay, he says, Kashem Shein Marbe Bebrachas. Just like we know the cloud, we're not Marbe Bebrachas. We don't look to make more Brachas. If I can't, we look to patter things up, to minimize in saying Brachas. So too, Ein Marbe Bekadeshim. We don't look to be Marbe Bekadeshim. We say, well, Chazal fixed. If really, if you want, you can stand in shul all day, say Kapitul Tehillim, followed by Kaddish, next Kapitul Tehillim, followed by Kaddish, and go on like that for as long as you like. But in Marav HaKadeshim, we're not Marav HaKadeshim, we keep it down to a minimum. There's the famous joke about the guy who used to always be saying Kaddish the whole time, round and round. And someone told him, you know when you say Kaddish the whole time, he used to say after every tefillah, after every time someone said a posuk, a halacha, a shia, always he's saying Kaddish. So someone told him, you know, it's in Marav HaKadeshim. You know what it's in Marav HaKadeshim? He said, why not? He says, halacha. Ah, you just said halacha. But really, it shouldn't be married by Kadesh. That's the first cloud. We say the Kadesh are fixed in davening, part of our davening. More than that, we don't look to say.
Wait, is that because they become cheaper?
Ooh, good question. Why? It follows the cloud of brachas. You'll see that Kaddish is very much related to brachas. The Shmura says it's God in of a bracha. So, the other reason is by brachas, it's by Kadesh as well. So, really, the sugi of Kaddish begins with the Gemara and brachas of Gimel over Dalof. The Rabbi Yosi met Eliyahu HaNavi, the famous story there, he went into the Churva to daven, and Eliyahu HaNavi said, you should not have gone into the Churva. And there was back and forth, and he asked him, what did he hear? And Rabbi Yosi said, I heard a baskel crying out at the Yidden in Golas. And Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, Lo yizu bovad, it's only now you heard it. El b'shar shizhon, nechlosim lebotik knesiyahis, v'lobotik medrashis. At the time, Yidden go into the base of Knesset, the base of Medrash, v'oinim yehesh me'rabo, and they say, Kaddish, see, yehesh me'rabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menah HaRoish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes his head, Vahime, Asha HaMelech, Shemekalsim HaYisei Bebeisei Kach, Ma'aloi La'av Shekol HaZbonov, he cries about the fact we're in Golos, Va'ashu Elem Lebonim Shekolim HaShukh Naviyem, and he cries about the fact that the Shekhil is in Golos as well, And the Rebbe Hashem saying, it's his Oiros Kilu in Shemayim, he wants to bring the Gola every time saying, Yomei Neish Merabo. We have to remember that this is one of the main ways we bring the Korban, this is the time the Rebbe Hashem thinks about us, thinks about Golas, thinks about the fact that we're not in Eretz Yisrael anymore. Every time we say Kaddish, this is the power of Kaddish, it reminds the Rebbe Hashem of the Golas Kiviyachal. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan says, that when was Kaddish, when did it come into existence, Kaddish? He says, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made it, when? At the time when they even went into Golas, they knew they were going into Golas, they made it then. And that's how Tefillah, Yisgalav, who's saying, Tefillah is the Rebbe Hashem's name, become great, there should be more, Kiddushim Shemayim Ol Mazeh. Even though we're in Golas, we don't have the Beis Mikdash, we don't have Korbanos, we don't have the Avodah, but we're davening they should all come back, that's the whole Bakosha of Kaddish. We're davening that the Shechinah should come back to Yerushalayim, we should all come back to Yerushalayim. And that's the main theme, the main idea that follows through the whole Kaddish. We're davening there should be Kishim Shemayim again in the world. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yotes, explains the miles of saying Kaddish. The Gemara says, Orim Shabbos Levi, Chol Oida, Amin, Yish Barabo, Vorach, Bechol Koichoi, Kori Loi Gzardino. We tell the Gzardin, this is the famous Chazal, people know. We push it, the Rishon takes the Gzardin, and tears it out. Just for saying Kaddish, simple. Rav Chiyah Barabo, Amro Yichlon, Afirish, B'Shem Shal Avod Zor, Mechon Loi, even if it has Avod Zor on his hands, the Rishon's Mechon is Avod Zor, he says, Amen Yish Rabbi Kol Koichai, he's Moichel, even for Avoid Zorah, you don't get worse than that, and even for that, the Rebbe Hashem is Moichel. The Gemara carries on, Omer Rish Lakish, Kol Oino Avim Kol Koichai, Poiskel Yishar Gan Eden. Gan Eden is opened up for you, so Moichel, we are Moichel Avers of Avoid Zorah, even of Avoid Zorah, we tear up Gzar Din, we open Gan Eden, there's so much going for you, you say Amen Yish Rabbi Kol Koichai. Simple tefillah, we say it many times a day, and it's Kedai to say it properly, Kol Koichai, we're going to see what it means, Kol Kavlose, Kol Koichai, Machlech Shushenim. But the main goal is that if you say it properly, there's many scholars that come with, besides for the fact that it's our ticket back to Gola, back there is the straw, back to this Mikdash, it's also Moichlim, Avoy Nusov, Poison Shared Gan Eden, currently Zardinoi. There's many scholars you can call it to go with Kasein Kaddish. Not only that, but we know. Yeah, the major rabbi is the main part of Kaddish. Ooh, that signifies the whole Kaddish.
Not the person who's saying Kaddish.
No, it means the answer. The major rabbi is the guy answering.
Yeah, the answer.
Oh, we're going to see about the guy saying it soon. Or it does for the Nifta. The Bialoch and Simon Kufteh says, he explains the power of Kaddish. The what's the right word? The level of where it comes from the Tefillah. He goes through in the Bialoch, there are different levels of Tefillah. And he says, the Moshal, a person comes to Davin, he wants to touch Shemoneh Esrei. But he knows if he damages, he came a bit late, already in the middle. He knows if he's a Shemoneh Esrei now, he'll miss Kedusha. Chazan will come to the Kaddish Shimcha, and he'll miss it. So be Allah declares, you're allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei b'chlal, tzidrach Hashem, tefillah Kedusha. But if you start Shemoneh Esrei, you'll miss Kedusha. Then he says, but Kaddish is even more than Kedusha. Meaning, for Kedusha as it's said, you can't even start Shemoneh Esrei because you might miss it. The Kaddish comes even before Kedusha, even higher. I mean, if you come into Shul's, the case of the Be'alocha, and there's 2 million in one saying Kaddish, one saying Kedusha, you go to the one saying Kaddish. Kaddish is the highest tefillah we have. So it's higher even than Kedusha. And that's the significance he attaches to Kedusha, to Kaddish. That it's higher than Kedusha, is one of the most holy tefillahs that we have. And therefore, you see from there the amount of effort that should be put into it. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person should, what's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch? He says, you should run to hear Kaddish. You should run to hear it. You know they're going to say Kaddish. It's running again many times. You're on the way to Marav, Lamashal, you know you say Shemalis and Kaddish, some places. So you're on the way, you think, okay, I'll catch Baruch Hu. So the Shachar says, no, you should add Loris, you should run to hear Kaddish. You think, okay, you'll miss Kaddish, at least you'll get Marav. I was thinking about the last night, on the way to Marav, but really, if you type for Marav, you should run just to hear the Kaddish. You should add Loris, it's not a. It's not just skula, Mamish Allah and Shukran. You should run to hear Kaddish. You think you're going to miss it, you should run. That's the significance attached to Kaddish. It's so great, but we don't do too much of it. It could be like I said before, because it'll come cheap. We don't do too many of it, but the ones we have at least, you should treat with the right respect and you should run to hear Kaddish.
You think Kaddish is more important than both?
I was clearing about where Baruch Hu comes in the equation.
Because I don't know in the Mapsis and the Middle Psycho Zimra, for Kaddish and not Mapsis. And for.
Middle Psycho Zimra? No, you are. So the Mishmur and Samach Zayim says. No, I'm sure I have all of them. The only thing you're not masking in Pesukah Zimra is Baruch Hashemai. And it kind of told you, right? You only answer two. Okay, we'll get to that soon. Yeah. When you answer the middle. Okay. Then we have this, the Sukkah about saying it for a Nifta. Person's Nifta, father or mother's Nifta. We know that the children say Kaddish, the sons at least, the Shalif, the daughters also say. Now it's quite a hot topic now, it's Shul. But really, the sons say Kaddish for the father. Where's the Makari? The earliest Makari for saying Kaddish? It comes from Masechet Sofer, Masechet Ketanos. And there, it's Perek Yud Tes, Halacha Tes. It says that the Avelim go out, and they say, they come to Shul, and they say Kaddish for an Iftar. There's a famous story, it's in various places, and I found it in Masechet Kala, Rabusa, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. There's a few places, different versions of this story with Rabbi Kiva, the famous story, the Torah brings it. The what happened was, Rabbi Kiva met a man running along, says, Ish B'Shunna, he looked strange, he looked all burnt up, and he was running along, and he said to him, what's going on, why are you running? He said, I haven't got time to speak, I've got to go, and he was running. And Rabbi Kiva said to him, I'm telling you now, I'm commanding you now, you have to stop and answer me, what's the story, why are you running? So he said, I was really nifta a couple of months ago, Rabbi Kiva saw these things, and I did many averas in my life, it wasn't just regular averas, all sorts of colourful averas, and therefore, my gzaradin is every day I've got to collect loads of wood together, make a fire, I was doing gursois, what happens, he jumps in the fire, he doesn't. This person obviously didn't do the regular averas, he did the elite averas, and then we got quite a strong punishment, and Kiva named him and said, it's ridiculous, we've got to save you, we've got to get you out of Gehenim, how can we save you? And he said, if I would have a son that says Kaddish and Davins every day, then I'd be saved. And he said to him, do you have a son? He said, yeah, I've got a son somewhere, but he doesn't know much. And Medrash continues, the Chazal really, continues, and Rabbi Kiva went along, and he found the village where he lived, and he found the son, and he tackled him absolutely nothing. And he started from Aleph Beis, and he told him how to read. And eventually he told him how to daven. And eventually the son said, Kaddish and he davened. And the Zohar brings to the Meis, came back to Rabbi Kiva in a dream. And he said to him, when my son said Haftorah, did they lighten my Gehenna? My sentence in Gehenna was lightened. And when he said Kaddish, he said they tore up the Gezaradim completely. And when he learned Torah, when the Torah is always the highest, when he learned Torah, then he let me into Ganeda. So you see, Rabbi Kiva's plan worked, and the son saying Kaddish, and davening, Haftorah, learning Torah, all this he did, he gave a big schus to the father, you know, the father's ready to lift her, and he was saved from his Gehenna, and he went into Ganeda. The Ramah brings this, it comes from a cowboy really. And the Ramah says, "Kishai ben mespal mekadosh barabim poyda oviv yimim min agenim." He poyda them from Gehenna. He brings them out of Gehenna. The Ramah is not involved. So the business says Kaddish. That's why we say Kaddish for parents, because it brings them out to kiss the chasron in Gehenna. It brings them out of Gehenna, brings them into Gan Eden. It brings them up higher, different levels. That's why we say Kaddish even on Shabbos. But it's on Shabbos. We know there's no Gehenna on Shabbos. We try and drag out Shabbos as long as we can. We say v'rachum. People drag out v'rachum. The Shacharav says he's dragging out. Why? Because we know the Mason go back to Gehenna after Shabbos. We want to drag it out, keep them out of Gehenna as long as possible. But Shabbos itself is no Gehenna. So, why do you say Kaddish on Shabbos? There's no Gehenna on Shabbos, you shouldn't be saying Kaddish. The answer is that the Neshama still has an Aliyah. Even in Gan Eden, you go up and up. Even if someone doesn't go to Gehenna at all, you have a big tzaddik and someone says Kaddish. It doesn't go for nothing. In Gan Eden, it goes higher and higher. Therefore, it takes him out of Gehenna. And if he's in Gan Eden, Mason go high in Gan Eden.
What's your parents?
Oh, the voice that Kaddish has said to the person, we'll discuss it soon. The Kaddish has said for a person, and it's not for the, you're not saying it for the mains. Okay, we'll get that, we'll explain to how it works.
What's the use of saying it for somebody else?
No, if you're saying it for that, we're going to see. We'll get it.
See, Rabbi Kiva alone didn't say Kaddish for this person.
Yeah, the biggest chos is the son. If there isn't a son, what do you then?
What's the use of it?
There's a lot of discussion in the voice because the grandson, goes to other relatives,
and
it goes. Oh, so if he's saying it, we're Kaddish for that guy, then it does work. We'll see, we'll get there. Now, Tosis asks the obvious question. Tosis in Brachas Gimel Amud Aleph asks, why is Kaddish said in Aramaic? You know, most of our tefillahs are said in Lashon HaKodesh. Kaddish says in Aramaic. And Tosis gives an answer. First, he says that some say the Malachim shouldn't understand. The Malachim understand Kaddish, they'll be jealous of the power of this wonderful tefillah, and they'll be jealous of the tefillah.
And
it could be said, I can't remember that, but he says that it could be that's what he carries on. But he says the Malachim will be jealous. But he doesn't like his answer so much. And he says, Nir Eli, he says he has a different answer. And he says the reason is because everyone comes to Shul to hear Kaddish, at least that's the minimum, everyone hears Kaddish. And in those days, people didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they only understood Aramaic. And we say in the language that people can understand. Maybe we should say we should change it to English, I don't know. He says then they understood Aramaic, now the language that everyone understood, so we said in Aramaic. And there's a lot of halachos negeir to saying Kaddish and answering Kaddish. First we'll go through halachos negeir to saying Kaddish. The first thing we said before, not be married by Kaddish. We keep it down to a minimum. The ones that before she say, I remember once when I was in shul as a kid, there was this He was there, he was from abroad. And after davening, he was doing what we said before, he was saying some tehillim, kaddish, going through saying kaddish. Well, probably everyone that ever was ever nifted in history of Klal Yisrael, it was unbelievable, the team was going on and on and on. After about, we were learning that after about half an hour, we left, he was still carrying on, it could be still there, I don't know. Well, we don't do that, we're not married with a kaddishim. We keep it down to a minimum. That's the first cloud to know someone saying kaddish. And the next thing to know, touching what you were saying before, is when you say kaddish, you're not saying kaddish for the mace. It's nothing to do with the mace here. It's nothing to do with the person that was nifta. You push me in the kaddishim shemaim. You're saying the shechina, the shame of Hashem should be skadal v'izroimam. And you're saying that the shechina should have mukhid shemaim in this world. There's nothing to do with the nifta per se. People think it's got to do with the mace. You think about the mace, nothing to do with that at all. Okay, it's all about the Rebbein Shalom. And the schus of saying kaddish will have the nifta. I read once a story many years ago, I'm not sure the exact story, there was a whole court case about this rich person died and his son was meant to yash the money, and he said that only if he says Kaddish, and he took his father, wasn't alive, to court, and said that it's not fair, you give me the money, I'll deny, I have to say Kaddish for him, or something like that. I can't remember the exact prophet. Kids in court, they showed that the Kaddish has got to do with the Rebbein Shalom, nothing got to do with the Nifta. Seeing nothing to do with the Nifta, he didn't have a case, and he lost his case, and he had to say Kaddish in order to gain the money. It wasn't the Tanai for the inheritance. Something got to do with the mace of some, one thing to be Kajim Shemaim. The vow of Kajim to be Kajim Shemaim, nothing to do with the Nifta, just to be Kajim Shemaim. Now there's various minhagim negeir to bowing down in Kaddish, or the crux of whether you bow down or not. The Shulchan Aruch says that as soon as five times you bow down, the beginning by Yitzgadol, Yishmerabo, Yisborach, Bruchu and Omein. Those people have the meaning to bow down, those are the five times you bow down for those five things. And the many people do it. On the other hand, there's the meaning of the Gaon brings, you don't bow down at all in Kaddish at all. And you see many people who don't bow down, they're going like the Gaon. So that's the Machlekes in Minhagim. The Gaon says you don't bow down. Shulchan Aruch and Mishpura go, you do bow down by these five places. So if you want to bow down like the Shulchan Aruch and Mishpura, those are the five places you do it. If not, there's the meaning of Gaon, that one doesn't bow down. Then there's much TikTok in the actual Nuskha of Kaddish. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Just small points that various points can point out. The first one is,
you know what they say, if the cool says, come and grab my roots, that's angry. In this Ashkenaz, they say, I know that I went to 69, oh, yeah, there, the chance to get to the cool says, come and grab my roots, where does that really come from, and why do they say it? I don't know.
Very interesting. The truth is, on my travels through the Sugi recently, I didn't see it brought down, so I can't even tell you where it comes from. But the various places I've been by, it hasn't been so often that I've seen it. Therefore, the cash is really on them. I'm sure they have it McClure.
Yes.
But I'm not sure. Can't help you with that one.
Yeah.
There are various extra add-ons that have come over the years. The real Kaddish, the main body of Kaddish, ends with Daron Ba'omar Ibn Ramein. That's the main part of Kaddish. That's the base that goes through all Kaddish. This is Kaddish. To scout without scout, Kaddish, all different variations. But that's always the main base part of Kaddish. That's the main part of Kaddish. The most important part of Kaddish, we'll see, discuss it soon, is Amen Yisharabah and the Amen after the Omran Baalmav in Ramein. That Amen, Amen Yisharabah, is the two main parts. Every else is also important, but those are the main parts. Therefore, what follows after that is got, depending on the variations of where you are in davening, whether you do or don't say it. But the main part ends with the Omran Baalmav in Ramein. And after that, some say it came later, it was added on later, it wasn't part of the original Kaddish. Various curiosities in how and when it was structured, that part of Kaddish. So when you say Kaddish, you start with Yitzgadol. So the first part everyone knows, famous already, is you say Yitzgadol is with a gimel. Yitzgadol, Yitzgadol, we'll discuss Yitzgadol later. But it's definitely a gimel. Yitzgadol, not the Mishmura points out, don't say a kuf. Don't say Yitzgadol with a kuf. So that's Mechar, if you don't want to do the kuf. The main thing is, Yisgadol is with a gimel. Yisgadol. Then you get the shalom. Is Yisgadol or Yisgadil? Different people do different things. The Mishabura, the Gon, the Bringing Maestro from the Gon, the Ish Avram Buchaj, they all say it's with a tzeri, is Yisgadil. And he doesn't even say it's Yisgadil, Yisgadesh, it's with a tzeri. The Siddha Yahibos, the meaning by Sfadim, is Yisgadol with a patach. So, there's different people do different things. Yisgadil, Yisgadol. Lamai is the Mishabura, the Gon, and the Eish Avram also Yisgadil. The Avos and Minas Sfad is Yisgadol.
Yisgadol is Aramaic. Yisgadol.
Yeah, that's part. It's part.
Half your Kaddish is one, yeah. And half your Kaddish is another.
The main part of Kaddish, the main structure is Aramaic. There are words in it which are also Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore there's discussion how you're meant to do it. Is it like the Aramaic way of saying it, the Lashon HaKodesh way of saying it? Yeah. So whatever you do, there's one for Lam. But at least we find Meil by Sfad, Yiskadal, and Gunda Mishabro, Yiskadil. Whatever you do, you're not going too wrong. There's always which for Lam, as we said. But those are the two Minhagim. Either way, it's with a Gimel, not with a Kuf. The next thing he points out is the word is divarot. Two different words, not divarot, it's divarot. And he says he meant to say it's two different words, not to swallow altogether. It's two separate words. Now the next important halacha is, you see that, I don't know what's pshat, people aren't so makbed on this. He says when he says every amen is meant to be tuch dibul of the kaddish. So he says, daron ba'olma, it should be im romain very fast, and the amen goes straight on tuch dibul of the daron ba'olma. Sometimes when they sing kaddish on naroim, yom tuf, he says daron ba'olma, and then they could sing, and then im romain. The amen is not within tuch dibul of daron ba'olma. So the first thing to know is for chazanim, they should be careful to put it together as fast as you can, daron ba'olma, no gap of im romain as fast as you can, so the amen is tuch dibul of the kaddish. Im romain. Oh, for the people listening, the chayyeh should say the amen straight away. Mishmur says you don't have to wait at all for the imra amen while he's being marach and singing. The imra amen, the esp is not part of kaddish. It's there to prompt the tzibul to say amen, but it's not pshat that he hasn't finished saying.
Why doesn't say it?
Because it's to prompt the tzibul. It's put there to prompt the tzibul. But daron ba'olma, to prompt them, to remind them to say amen. But daron ba'olma, that is the end of kaddish. The imra amen is to remind them, but with daron ba'olma, he's finishing kaddish. From then on, there's no problem to say amen. It's not. I mean, Chatufa, it's not Pshayim.
You say from the Siddur, Makoyer Abrocha says, Omei Omei Yisipurach, the word Yisipurach belongs to at the end of Omei Omei. That's how you must say it. Omei Omei.
Yeah, Yisipurach is a major discussion in itself. I chose not to speak about it today due to the very Minhagim in it. Sorry to let you down. But there's much discussion in Yisipurach. Do you say, do you not say, how much do you say?
I think it has been
true. Yeah, that's why people say it. That's what counts. You should carry it straight up. People themselves say it, yeah. But the main thing to remember is if you're a chazan, not to be marach and singing, and if you're a part of the tzibul and the all marach, you say amen straight away. You don't need to wait. You say amen straight away.
If you say in this kaddish, it's clear to Lush HaKodesh and Aramaic. If the kaddish is in Aramaic, then you should say the name in Aramaic.
Yeah, that was the kaddish you were saying. Yeah. It was Aramaic, but you were saying in Aramaic.
I think that's what you meant, yeah? If the whole kaddish is in Aramaic, then we should say it in Aramaic.
Yeah.
Not the minutes.
Yeah, but why? I don't understand. You have to understand why. The minutes is not very good enough. It is late.
Yeah, so he's right. That's part of the Shaliyah. And it could be that's what the Minhagim intends on. Some go with the Lashon of Rashi, some go with Aramaic. Yeah, that's what he said. From the Yavids, Yitaka said, like, the Sfad and the Tiska Dam, which are Rashi Aramaic. There's a million somewhere, without saying names, a big million, there's usually hundreds of people davening there, and they sing it. It's not in Manchester, don't worry, somewhere in England, and they sing Kaddish. And there, there's a citizen Choshri Yid, who every time makes a big fuss about it, and he always goes shh, the whole way through Kaddish, you hear him shushing everyone. I don't remember, it was a long time since I was down there, but as far as I remember, it's the whole thing he shushes everyone for. Because he says that you went to hear it, we're going to see it soon, that you don't have a minion listening. So he said, if you sing it, no one's listening. And he used to make a big fuss. Lamai said, I was down there recently, and he didn't make a fuss, so either he changed his set, or he gave up, I'm not sure. Or he held that there are people who can still hear the kachas. But that's the sad not to sing it. You have a tzibu listening.
It's Shona. Remember, we asked Shomrei Bak, there's a bin Ramin. So, Bathilis telling the people that they should say Amen.
Yeah, there as well.
So, there's a Shona, which you say at the end of Shomrei Bak, nobody's listening. A person himself, every yoch is listening.
So, there you say that we're saying Amen.
Maghreb Ram says, you're saying the Ramin to the Malachi.
Ooh. Where then, Shomrei Bak?
Yeah, whatever.
Not Bakal, Bakal is just to the tzibu. Okay. That's interesting.
You mean
to
say that the last
time
you were
homing
at the Eishishurim,
there's
not
a fly,
really. He's telling him to say
homing.
You're not
just
to say
that. Now we know for all Tovash of Kedusha, all Tovash of Kedusha, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Chazar Zashat, you've got to have a minion. Without a minion, we don't do it. However, if you have a minion and people walk out, first it's not good to walk out, because I'll say all sorts of things, people to walk out. But if you do walk out and you're left with less than a minion, then if you have a roiv minion, easy maths, 60 people you've got, Then you carry on. As long as you've started. You don't start with six. If you started with ten, and up to four walked out, you still got six left, then you can carry on to the end. It applies to Chazal Shatz, to Kedusha, then you're going to be part of Chazal Shatz. It applies to Kaddish. You carry on. And not only that, in the middle of Chazal Shatz, you even say the Kaddish of the Chazal Shatz, by Shachris, by Mincha. Shachris, you say both, actually. You carry on. It's all part of Chazal Shatz. And as long as there was a tzibur there at the beginning, which gave you a head to begin, even though four walked out, there's six left, you have a Rav Minyan, you carry on. And less than six, you don't carry on, because you haven't got a Rav Minyan, you stop there and then, and you get people to come back in, or you're stuck. You don't carry on. Oh, there's discussion with all the extras that get put in along the way. I'm saying that you can't do that, that's right. And Kaddish even afterwards, after Daphnon, and after Asher Vodatir, both Kaddish you do say, because all part of those Shatz. Now, when you say Kaddish just like you've got to have a Minyan, so too the Minyan has to hear the Kaddish. If you say it so quietly that only two, three people hear, it's pointless. You've got to have 10 people who hear your Kaddish. And again, when two people say Kaddish together, one person's got a booming voice, is it loud? The other guy says, okay, everyone gets to hear, I'll just say it with quietly. No, you've got to say it with loud. And you've got to have at least 10 people listening to his Kaddish as well. Otherwise, he has no Kaddish for Tzibur.
Yeah, that's why they're careful that some places, they stand in the front and they say it all together.
Yeah, oh, we're going to discuss it, say it together.
No, some person is at the gate in the Ashkenaz. After
we had
it together,
they
see all together.
Right, and then everyone hears it, everyone says it loud, and then the minute you hear the whole thing. Then you get to the next sugi in Kaddish. This sugi is not so popular. You don't see people are such a fan of this. The Mishmur says, the Kodesh Kain Shetzorech Lizoy Mo'oid Mo'oid. He says Mo'id twice, it sounds like it's not just a regular Mo'id, Mo'id. Sheloi le'siach ba'emsa kajik dusha. He says you shouldn't talk at the end of kajik dusha. You see, people are over on this. Mishmura says, Yizoy Mo'id, Mo'id. If you're extremely careful, he writes that Tanam Eliyahu Anavi, and he's walking on with 400 camels loaded up with af v'chema. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds pretty scary. And he said to him, where are you going? And he said, this is the stuff I've got to pour over those people that speak during kajik dusha. So you see, it's not something that we're too happy with.
What happens if you said Kaddish and you don't? You come into a meeting with the same Kaddish. Do I have to interrupt my conversation with somebody else?
Yeah. Oh.
You always need to. Mishmur brings, there was a guy, there was a man who saw his friend in a dream, and his friend's face was all green. He said to him, what's going on with your face? Why is it all green? The guy was nifta. He said he spoke during Vayechula Moganovas. It's not even Kaddish Kedusha. Moganovas is like a mini Chazal Shatz. He said he spoke during Vayechula Moganovas, and his oilish was, his face became green. He brings another story of a Rav who saw a Talmud in a dream, and he had a mark on his face, and he said, what's going on with the mark? He said, again, he spoke during Kaddish Kedusha, during Chazal Shatz as well, we know. Us to speak. Mishmura says not only is us to learn, it's also to even think in learning during Kaddish. Means most of you, of course, have always got the Shia on your mind, or some Shveratosis. In the middle of Kaddish, you stop, you stand there, you don't think about anything. Only about the Kaddish, you follow it through with the Chazan. It's important, you see, all over the place, the voice is discussed, you're meant to know what you're saying Amen on. I mean, you understand Amen. You're following through Kaddish in your mind, so when you say Amen, you know what you're saying Amen on. Not just that, just the Amen comes out periodically as he walks his way through Kaddish. Suddenly, each Amen follows through a Kaddish, you follow through in your mind, and you say Kaddish properly, and you don't talk, you don't think about something else, not even in learning, you're not meant to think. He says, you're not meant to do anything either. People are whining away the tefillin, falls in the talis. He says, you're not meant to do that either.
Although, the minion next door here, the side room, say Kaddish.
So it could be the minion next door is not the Chalangu Beis Medrash, it could be then you can, I'm not sure. But then, I can hear it said not to. If you bring down Shem, one of the Gedolim who's not alive anymore, that he used to pull away talis and tefillin during Kaddish. And they bring down and they asked him why. And he said that the Kaddish Mishmur is compares it to a bracha. He says, if someone's been moitz me a bracha, then of course I can't do anything. Just like when you're making a bracha, you don't do anything. We spoke about this last time. You don't take stuff out of the microwave, you bring the bracha on it, or opening the wrapper. You stand there to say the bracha. So to Kaddish, you stand, stock still, and you answer to the Kaddish. But he says, when you're making a bracha for yourself, and you want to have a coffee, you're making shakel. I don't need to hear your shakel. So I'm going to answer amen to your bracha. But it's not for me, therefore I don't need to stand and be mechav. So he said that so to the Kaddishim, after Hayom Yoyim, right at the end of davening, those ones says there's no chiyah. And later the guy wants to say it, it doesn't infringe on me, I can do what I like. That's what they bring down from him. The rest is the Kiddush. I think, as far as I've seen, he's the first one to say it. So he said that he's a gadol, he said it, and that's why he did it. But by the first, the Kaddishim, the main ones, of course, you can't do anything. And even once afterwards, it's a bit chidush what he's saying, and someone who's machmir not to, there's definitely plenty of room to be machmir not to do anything during Kaddish.
Has Kaddish been a wooden like a higher value?
No, all the Kaddish have all the same. Some have more high value in the way that you've got to answer it, and you've got to say it, part of davening. But the Kaddush involved in the Issa talking, that's all Kaddish, irrelevant, where, when, how, who, all the same, and all have the same significance attached to them. The most important part of Kaddish, we said, is Armeni Shrabo and Armen of Aaron Ba'olma. Those are the main two. Armenes in Armeni Shrabo, we'll get to soon, but answering the Middle Ezra. We spoke about as soon as the Chazan says, Damron Ba'olma, he meant to Armen straight away. He's not meant to wait. There should be no gap. If he is Marach and singing, then you say Armen straight away. If you hear the Tzibur saying Armen, and you didn't hear the Kaddish, oh, you come to the shul, everyone's saying Armen is your rabbi. So the Mishmura says, if you could be Mechavin the Armen is going on the Kaddish, that means, like we said before, you've got to say the Armen's going on the Kaddish. You missed the Kaddish. But as long as you can play it through your head quickly, why do you say Armen? You know he's saying Armen too, then you say Armen. If not, you just say Yehesh Merabba, because now you can always say, that's just a Bakoshas, it's Billa. Irrelevant if you heard the first part of Kaddish. You come to the shul and say, Armen is your rabbi. If you can be Mechavin the Armen, say the Armen. You can't be Mechavin the Armen, just say Yehesh Merabba. Then you can always say, no problem, didn't you have to hear the Kaddish for that? You just say Yehesh Merabba. When you say Armen is your rabbi, the person points out that there's two, well, there's one gap, maybe even two. First gap is after Armen. It's not Armen, hey, it's Armen gap. The Armen's going on Kaddish, like we just said, and Yehesh Merabba or something else. So Armen, there's a gap. Then if you want to make another gap, you want to take a breath, you want to take a gap in the middle, then you're not meant to be mafsik in the first 4 words. You say, hey, shmei, rabba, mavarach, then you take a gap. Then, you don't have to take a gap. But you should not be mafsik at all with the first 4 words. If you hey, shmei, rabba, mavarach, you meant to say it all together. There's a discussion in the Rishonim about this. But if you hey, shmei, rabba, is mavarach, or the hey, shmei, rabba, mavarach, the name which is mavarach, is l'olam el-mel, different ways of saying it. Therefore, the best is to avoid all shailas. You say, our main gap, Yehesh Merabba Mvorach, if you need to take a gap, it's then, and then Mvorach Lom Mel Mel. But there's Lom Mel Mel, sorry. Mvorach, no gap for Mvorach. So, no talking during Kaddish. We said, you see people, it's very funny, you see people, they catch up davening during Kaddish. I've never worked this one out. They catch up davening, they're running late, they quickly say Kaddish while the Chazan's saying, they quickly daven while the Chazan's saying Kaddish. The reason why you daven L'Chaira is because the Rosh wants to hear you davening. If you daven in a way that he doesn't want it, and it seems pointless, I don't understand. It's like the guy comes home to his wife, the most amazing wife, and here's a present, gives her a big box, and she opens it up, and it's chocolates. And she says, why do you buy me chocolates? I don't like chocolates. He says, that's why I bought it, because I want to eat them. You come, and you do give the Rosh a present of davening, and you do it on your terms. You do it how you want. You say drink Kaddish. It's completely pointless. You're buying him a present, something he doesn't want. People catch up davening, because as soon as you hear the Chanzas, he's got out, he's got there, whichever version. He says, you stop davening there and then. You don't carry, even in the middle of Shemana Esra, you stop davening. If in the middle of Shemana Esra, you don't carry on davening, you stop there and then, and you listen to the whole Kaddish all the way through to the end. People are davening, even Shemana Esra, you stop. Kavach Yomis wants to catch up. Ashrei, volunteering, saying the Hayom Yom at the end or something, he's just quickly catching in. People saying to Tehillim, you stop and you listen to the Kaddish. During the Chazal Shas, same thing. People are catching up. They should be answering Amen. People learn during Chazal Shas, also not good. Chazal Shas is the time to stop and listen, and so to Kaddish, stop and listen, not davening. Again, the davening is like the chocolates that he doesn't like, it's a present that he doesn't want, it doesn't make sense. Okay, then we get to the sukkah, the Gemara says, what does the kol koichai mean? Kol koichai. So Rashi says, the kol kavanosa, which is your full kavanah. Tosus learns, the real Tosus says, the kol koichai, which means loud. The Shachmarach says, v'la'anus, oisei b'koron, she's not answering loud. Now, why does he say it loud? The Mishmur explains, Pirshu Hashoinim, B'kol Koichai, B'kol Kavadosu, B'kol Yigoro, Tanu Shuyimri, B'leiv, B'nefesh, B'lirach, Moises Fosov, B'leiv, B'alim. You shouldn't just say it quietly, Amish Rabbo, without Koyach, with loud. And the reason of saying it loud is to be more of the Kavon. It's not just a din, it's screaming. The voice to say it with Kavon. The Beis Yosef, the Mishmur, and many others bring Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kloyim, B'kol Koichai, Kavadosu. B'nei Shish, B'nei Adam, Sha'ina, Kavonah Shalem, Mes'oirin, Elo Alidea Koyach. The kavanah only comes through shouting. Without saying it loud, you wouldn't have kavanah. That's why we say b'kol koichai. Aval ein tzorach lasis kulis gedolis sheis lotzu menu b'nei adam. It's very important. You don't say it too loud. People will laugh at you. You look like a clown. You say it normally loud b'kol koichai. You don't want to make a whole scene out of it. I remember Shimshon Pinkas a lot. Always says, you see people davening, they're throwing their arms and legs around. He says the way to daven is to stand. Avodah shebelev. Oh, Chassidim should have a Kabbalah, that's how they daven. But anyone who doesn't have such a Kabbalah, that's the way to daven. We know Tfilah that avoids a believe. Or many Shabbos was that didn't believe in the Machshava. You need to be thinking about davening. People think all sorts of exciting things through davening. I think it takes away from the Kabbalah. Whether it does or doesn't, the Iranian says you're not meant to do it in a way that people laugh at you. You're meant to pretend at least that you're normal. And you say it as loud as you can without making too much of a scene. And through saying it loud, you're more of the Kabbalah.
But if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you hear Kaddish, you're supposed to stop. So, but there you can't say it loud.
Yeah, and also, we'll get to the team in a minute.
But Shemoneh Esrei. The Kavuna there.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. You don't answer the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we'll see the Kaddish.
So what? Why are you stopping? Because
you stop for
Shemoneh Esrei.
No, you stop for the cover for the Tefillah, for Kaddish. You shouldn't be saying anything. And if you listen, and you mechaven as well, you get schakil. You said it every time. If you can't say something, you mechaven, please get schakil. Kilu, he said this, come on, brachas, chof. Okay, then we get to the sugi of Avelim. Avelim said, we know you say it for 12 months to get. We'll get to that. Really, it should be, we know the people, the Chazal tell us, people go to Gehenim, the worst case scenario, unless one's Mamasha, Russia, he's in a cloud. There are cloud, the max is 12 months. Because, so therefore, we should really be saying it for 12 months to keep people out of Gehenim. But because we don't make these animals a Russia, they've gone to, they've served their full term. So we say it for 11 months to show Kilu, they're not such a Russia. Even someone who's a tzaddik gomer, we say it. Why? We say it, the Shabbos has an aliyah, goes up even in Gan Eden, therefore we say it. We say it for 11 months. 11 months minus a day, the Rosh Hashanah's nifta yud beis teves. So you finish up yud aleph Shavat, it's a month, it's a year minus a month and a day. You say it for 11 months minus one day. The Chassam Tov and Aleph discuss. Sorry? Yeah, it goes after the Kavura. Very important. Some things go after the Misa, some things after the Kavura. This goes after the Kavura for 11 months. Irrelevant of when the guy was Nifta, and irrelevant of when the son heard. If he heard 6 months later, he just does for another 5 months to the end of the 11 months. He doesn't do 11 months from there. He goes from the Kavura to the 11 months after the Kavura, irrelevant of the scenario that happens. The Chassam Tov has discussed what happens if you know the guy was a Rasha. You know the son knows his father was managed a Rasha, like everyone knew he was the biggest Rasha out. What do you do? Maybe do 12 months, maybe do longer. And there's much discussion about this. Hopefully it's not too negev. But if it is, there's a lot of tzeva about this, what you do. And there's very benhagim, various shittas brought down amongst different zachronim, what you do if you know the guy was not for Russia. We know there's five main types of people that say Kaddish. And they have different preference in shuls, where only one person says, then the order goes in this order of the five. The first one is the guy saying, says in shiva. Usually it's not too negev, he's at home. But if he does come to shul, the person says in shiva. The next, number two, comes the person in the Shloshim. Number three is the Yahrzai. Number four is the day he finishes in Kaddish, which is the 11 months or up. That day, he comes next. And the last is the guy that's just in the middle of the year, anywhere in the middle of his 5 months in. He has the last preference. And therefore, if only one person says Kaddish, that's the order. Along the Allah, and then the base, you should the whole sukkah there, about all the preference of saying Kaddish.
Does it matter if you're a member of
Ulam? Yes. What?
They do discuss
this as well. Yeah. Not only that, the members not so much. The Bialach discuss if someone's a visitor in town. He's not really here, it's not his Malcolm. Does he have preference? And he discusses there. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. For you, we feel like you're part of Manchester already, so don't worry.
The last day of the 11th month.
Right, that is the last time he says it. It's meant to be taken for the whole 12 months. Therefore, that has preference even before the guy that's in the middle of the year, around the day. Now, the whole difference between some shuls, people say together, some shuls, and one person says, if one person says you follow this order, if everyone says together, you do it together. There's never been hogim, much has been written about it, whether it's good, whether it's not good. The best, everyone agrees, even those that say you can't say it together, everyone agrees the best is if every person would say one. Sometimes it's not practical, there's too many people, and the minigas, they say it together. But everyone agrees the best would be to one at a time. If you can't, and the minigas, they say it together. But the best answer is if the guy's the chazan, then he's got everything, he's good to go. He could say Kaddish after Tachanun, he's the only one. After Asher Baratin, he says Kaddish again. He's the only one, no one's putting up a fight there, and he's fine. So therefore, if you're stuck, and if there's a lot of people, and you want to be makbid, to only say it by yourself, be the chazan, and then you've got no problem at all.
There's a difference in the
Kaddish
after.
That's what I'm saying. If you're Sheikh Tzibur, every Kaddish has aliyah. And so much so, the poison will say it's pointless to fight. People will fight over Kaddish. It's the most pointless thing in the world. The whole world of Kaddish is the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. May you kill Hashem. If you're fighting, you say Kaddish, I say Kaddish. I think, no, I think, the voice I'm saying it's ridiculous. It's such a chil Hashem, it doesn't help. So much so that the Piskei Tshuva and Shemaim Vav, Sikon Zayin, brings from the Chassam Sofer, writes in Shemaim, hey, for the Hibshim and Shev Yaakov, that if Reuven, the Moshe, Reuven meant to say Kaddish for his father, and Shimon makes a whole fight, and Shimon says Kaddish. Because when Shimon says Kaddish, Reuven's father's Neshama has an Aliyah. Because the Kaddish belongs to him. Seeing the Kaddish belongs to him, even if Shimon runs and says Kaddish first, very nice. But at the end of the day, Reuven's father is the one that gets the Aliyah. So if he steals the Kaddish, he don't gain anything. Just to end off quickly, just one last story. Shlomo Lawrence writes in his book that when he went collecting for Chinuch Atzmoy, he went to Bournemouth once, and he came there with Rosh Hashanah, and he wanted to daven in the shul, and he came, and there was no mechitza. Couldn't daven in the shul, no mechitza. He went to his hotel room, and he davened there. And after Rosh Hashanah, he remembered that normally it's Rosh Hashanah, it's as far as Yotzai, I didn't get to say Kaddish, and he was so upset, he was heartbroken. He came back to the Chazdinsh, and told the Chazdinsh, that's it, I'm finished, I'm not going collecting anymore, I see, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Such a thing happened to me, I missed Rosh Hashanah with Davin B'Tzibul, and I missed saying Kaddish for my father, that's it. And the Chazdinsh told him, Faket, that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem, when you do things right, irrelevant of the matter of what's going on, that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem for your father. Your father probably had more of a Aliyah than if you would have said Kaddish, he did what was right. Therefore, go by fighting, you do what's right, and Neshama has an Aliyah. Just to end off with the last halacha, if you hear Kaddish, Milosh Maresra, you stop and listen, and you mechaven, you don't carry on davening, and if you're in a Lekayim Nistor, and you say to your Otzin, then you answer, the Amen Yishmer Abba, and the Amen of the Ramba Abba. Kaddish. Shlomo Lawrence.